no, it wasn't potluck. Mm. He used to drive round here to see if one came vacant.
We worked. There's three houses here, and the one on the other side of this is that old place they've built. It's in that awful old place. They knocked a bungalow down, if you go, then they've built a real modern house. Next to this one, the other side. Mrs. Sargent, what happened was, Sargent built these houses.
Sargent.
Builders.
Yeah.
They built all these houses. Bernard Sargent, I knew. When we lived at Fulton, he had a yard opposite the house. I knew Bernard, because he was a mason as well. Knew Bernard through there, and he said to me sometimes, Tony said, I bought one of my bungalows back, I built, because we're going to retire. He got a lovely house down here, which he had, but it's four bedroom, because he had three family. And he said, I want you to do it up for me. That's what I did. I done the house up. When I was doing it up, I didn't do so much work in those days. I was running, estimating, but he said, I think it's a lovely place to live. Do you know? You're here now. You can't hear anything. That's just like this all the time. You could be in the country. And I thought, cool, I'd like to live down here. And then when I was the thing, I used to drive around here. Just drive the car around, and this one come up for sale. I see the board go up. So I put in a price for it, because we had to put a tender price in. We didn't get it to start with, because somebody else beat us on tender. And then they come back to us because they dropped out. Because Edna didn't want this house at all. Because it was green, the doors were rotten. It was all painted green. And it was old. It was just old. I mean, the central heating system was a one-pipe system, which had one pipe run round, you know. And then the wiring was rubber, so it wanted refurbing, which we did. I mean, we just did it.